non-denominational place. Yeah. It's all the different twistings of the Word of God, but Jesus Christ is His truth. He is the core. He's the truth. And He requires obedience coming out of the Word.
Well, there's only one Christ.
Amen.
You know, He's the Savior of all men, especially those who believe.
Amen. And obey Him. Jesus Christ made the way of eternal life for those who obey Him. Hebrews 5:9.
This isn't obeying God here. This is, I was just telling a lady. This lady walked by. It was awesome. I could tell the Holy Spirit convicted her. She's looking at me like, she comes up to me. She goes, I know a lot of this isn't right. She goes, a lot of this is false and it's worldly, but God is moving in here. I said, no. God doesn't move in false, sinful, worldliness, carnal ways. They're selling the things of God. They got Jesus on t-shirts, images, profane images of Jesus on t-shirts. These men are making money off of God. Jesus made a whip for that in John 2 and turned over tables and drove people out. You cannot be of the world and of Christ. You must come out of the world and the church systems that are all made of man and follow Christ in spirit and truth.
Well, there's only one church. Those who, in Greek, it means those who are called out.
The ecclesia.
But, you know, you just because you go to a building every Sunday doesn't mean you're part of the church.
Well, Mark 7, man-made traditions. If you worship God and you add man-made traditions to it, it makes your worship of God in vain. And Jesus did away, the Lord did away with the building system in the Old Testament. We're the building now. We're the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Well, that makes it difficult when it's raining.
I mean, that's
a building. We don't melt.
A building doesn't. Paul also said not to be an ascetic. Don't put your value in asceticism.
What did he say to that? What verse did he say that? And how would you define asceticism?
It's basically asceticism.
See, the whole church system is built off the Greek theater system. A building, pews, a paying customers.
The body is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Right. Yeah. We're supposed to be the temple now. The whole building system God did away with. They Roman Catholics, then the evangelicals instituted it, and they made it into a money system. This is a money system. $70 to $100 to worship God. Can you ever see Jesus, Paul, John the Baptist charging money to worship God? These men become millionaires selling the things of God. Jesus made a whip for that in John 2. He's very angry. The Bible says He's angry with the wicked. This is wickedness. You got to repent and turn from this. Holiness and righteousness mark God's people, not worldliness and carnality. Yeah, what verse are you talking about? I'm curious what you're talking about here. When we go by the Word of God. You're on Christianity Today. Watch out for that. That's a corrupt, unbiblical
it's
ministry.
The Word of God is active and quicker than
Hebrews 4:12, than any two-edged sword.
And
but where's the verse that you're talking about with Paul? Paul didn't call us to man-made traditions. Paul said, keep the traditions I've handed down, 2 Thessalonians 2:15. This is Roman Catholic tradition, the building, one guy on a stage, paid singers, paid people in pews, timed out religious services. The Holy Spirit is supposed to lead. Not timed out religious service. We do this, we do this, we do this, we do this. See you next Sunday.
So what about the people here who are filled with the Spirit?
Well, filled with the Spirit? What if there
sealed,
a chance?
Sealed.
Oh,
the Spirit.
Sealed. Do you know what that means, that word means, sir?
Dwelt by the Holy Spirit.
No, we're sealed. It doesn't mean you can't lose it. It doesn't mean it can't be taken away. It's an earnest. You've ever bought a car or a house? You put money down. Wait, hold on. You put money down. And you got to finish the deal yet. We don't have salvation yet. You got to endure to the end to get it.
Well,
Colossians 2.
Colossians 2:18. Let no one disqualify you, insisting on asceticism.
What translation is that?
This is
English Standard.
Yeah.
Go ahead, read it.
So let no one disqualify you, insisting on asceticism and worship of angels, going on in details about visions, puffed up without reason by his sinuous mind. So what version do you prefer?
Well, I think King James is a good translation, but we always look at the Greek and the English, Greek and the Hebrew. Look up that word asceticism. Do you have a concordance there? What does that word in that translation mean?
I'll look it up in the King James.
Okay, yeah, look it up in King James. Thank you. But the Bible calls us to holiness and coming out of the world by the shed blood of Jesus. You got to repent and be born of Him, and then you test all things and you come out of the world of pride, of vanity. You come out of all man-made religion, Christmas, Easter, Good Friday. None of this is of God. So, thank you, sir.
So the translation, the King James, it says voluntary humility.
Right.
which is living a life outside like monks used to do.
Well, but we live what God's called us to, so right. we perform what God called us to. God told us how to dress ourselves in Genesis 3. God right. tells us to come out of the church system. God tells us to come out of the world. God right. tells us to walk and talk and live holy and righteous.
But there's a difference between the church and the church system. There's a big difference.
Well, there is a universal church, which means Catholic, not Roman Catholic, that is all the saints around the world. That would include us. I believe we're part of that.
I think we're all Catholics with a big C.
Yeah, yeah, universal. But if you're really born of Christ by the gospel, your life would be conformed to his image, and your life's not going to be conformed to the world. I have a question for you. Why do all the Christians that we meet, we do this, we travel all over the country. My brother works and labors, I'm retired, my wife's with me, we live in vans, we're van dwellers. This is all we do. And I teach online at DontPerish. Did you guys each get a gospel card? Yeah. We teach online at DontPerish.com. Why are all the Christians in America that claim Jesus, why are they so worldly, carnal, prideful, and sinful? And they've, many of them have claimed him for many, 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 many years. And the pastors are that way. Why is that?
Well, there are many forms of pride.
Why are they sinful still? The Bible says leave sin. Flee. Titus 2 says we're saved to come out of that. Right. That we're supposed to leave ungodly lust and all those useful things. Why are American Christians... This is wickedness in here. I mean, there's just this worldliness and carnality and sin. It's not of a holy Savior. That's what we're standing out against. Preaching the gospel, but also calling out sin. The Bible tells us to rebuke those that are in sin. If you're in sin, I want to rebuke you. That means correction.
Well, nobody's sinless.
Actually, you're not sinless, but do you want to leave all your sin?
Of course we do.
Okay, so there's a difference between willful sin.
Yeah.
They practice willful sin. Because many people that go in there, they say, yeah, Christmas and Easter are lies, but I keep them. So, yeah, worldliness is lies, I keep them. Yeah, we shouldn't sell the things of God, but I keep doing it. That's willful sin.
So Romans 14 says, whatever's not of faith is sin.
Yeah, so hold on. Colossians 2 and Romans 14, these are what people use as liberty verses. This,
no,
if
it's
you
not
read,
a liberty
hold on,
verse.
Hold on. Read Colossians 2 and Romans 14. Paul's talking about Jew to Gentile. The Jews couldn't eat pork and they had to go to temple. The Gentiles weren't under that. Paul says, don't let anybody judge you for those things. The rest, it's all of Christ. So those are bad examples, but nowhere do you find paganism, worldliness, carnality, people showing off their bodies. Nowhere do you find people linked with it. Did you know what James 4 says? What does James 4 say, brother?
James 4:4, friend of the world is the enemy of God.
Yes, I understand that.
This is, they're linked to the world.
But
they're an enemy of God.
But James, Romans 14 was saying, you don't have to... If it's not a faith, it's sin by default. That's the whole purpose.
That's talking about Torah law versus Gentile. That's not talking about obeying the new covenant, sir. You got to obey the new covenant. You guys both claim to be Christians?
Well, I think...
Born again?
Amen. Of course.
You said yeah. You do too? How long?
1 year.
1 year. So you're new?
11.
Okay. So in 11 years, has the Bible taught you when you study it and the Holy Spirit convicting you that you've got to come out of the world, you can't live like the world, you can't dress yourself like the world, you can't entertain like the world, politics, sports, entertainment, fashion, all of that stuff. Well, if that's true, I would encourage you to keep going because you look like a worldly man. I'm just loving you from the outside. And Jesus said we know a tree by its fruit.
Well, also God looks at the heart. He doesn't look at the outward appearance.
Actually, he does. He's talking about David. David was a ruddy teenager compared to his older boys in Samuel. What he was talking about there. Jesus said you know a tree by its fruit. If you're holy, and you're holy in your heart, should that show in your outside fruit?
But you're judging me without knowing me.
I can see your fruit.
So you can see my heart
right. If
now.
I started cussing, could you judge me for my words?
Well, that's an outward appearance.
This is an outward appearance. He's an outward appearance. Maybe nobody's told him, I love you. Maybe nobody's told you that God does not want you to mark up your body. Right. Okay. So now you can, you know what you can do? You can put those skins on and cover them and go, you know what? Use it as a witness and go, nobody told me, man. Look at it. I'm marked up. But God forgives me, but don't keep doing it. But see, what you should do is you should cover yourself up to walk in obedience to God because, ready? I love you guys. Hebrews 10:26. If you practice sin and you keep willfully living in sin, there's no sacrifice for your sin. It's on you. It's on you. You got to repent of it, be washed in it, and then no longer keep practicing it and turn away from it.
Yeah.
This is what churchianity doesn't do. They live in sin.
Well, 1 James 4 says, test the spirits to make sure that they're of God.
According to the word.
And you made a judgment not knowing me, by thinking
I made a judgment about your clothing. I said you look like a worldly man. Brother, does he look like a worldly man?
What's wrong with my clothing?
Your clothing. You're wearing shorts, and you're adorned, and it's tight, and you're showing your body off. We're supposed to cover our body.
You sound like you're judging him.
Yeah, I am. I am judging him. Well, in Genesis 3, God killed... What is clothing for? What is clothing for? Do you
Jesus
know?
Jesus said, judge righteous judgment.
Yeah. What is clothing for? God did it. Jesus did it in Genesis 3. What is clothing for? It's a sin cover.
Yeah.
It's to lower us in humility.
Right.
And we're supposed to...
still see your arms. Well,
sir, it's not about arms. It's about your form. Your form should be covered. Yeah. God put us in tunic-like garments. And it never changed. And that's just one. That's just one. You're adorned. You shouldn't be adorning flowers and everything. We're not supposed to put on our bodies. This is the temple of God. Would you dress up the temple of God the way you want it?
So,
would you dress the temple of God the way you want, or God's way?
Well, that's the whole thing. It's, the Bible is God's way. Interpretation and
Peter said, "Don't adorn." Peter tells the women, "Don't adorn." We're supposed to be the examples. But go beyond dress.
So
go beyond dress.
Where does the dress code come from? Because
Genesis 3.
Because these materials weren't available.
No, it's not about the material. It's about the form, covering your form. God shed blood in Genesis 3:21. The first shedding of blood to cover us, put us in a tunic-like garment. Never changed through the whole Bible.
So what is the standard?
Never changed.
What is the
Old Testament, New Testament?
May I ask what is the standard?
A tunic-like garment that covers up your butt and your crotch.
So, but
I got to be graphic.
That's still subjective.
That's unadorned. No, it's not subjective. It's not subjective. Look at my wife. So look at my wife's body. She's covered compared to the lady she's standing with. Covered.
So could I
the lady's
wear,
showing her privates off. My wife's covered up. You see how it's not subjective?
Could I wear a sarong?
I don't even know what a sarong is. That's like an Indian wrap.
No, that's what the Hawaiians wear. The big flowing robes.
Yeah, if it's not adorned and it covers you, absolutely you could.
Well, I'm covered by Jesus.
No, you're not, sir. Not if you don't obey him. You're living in willful sin. See, there's so much.
Yeah.
Here's the key. Ready? Forget clothing.
So you're rendering a judgment.
If your heart was transformed and your heart was transformed, you wouldn't argue against sin. You'd want to obey.
I have to be honest, brother? I'm feeling the spirit of control over you right now.
I'm telling you what God's word says.
That's acting in pride because...
Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. John 14:15. You're not keeping God's commandments, sir.
So loving our brother as ourselves.
I'm loving you by telling you the truth.
Well, Jesus said to judge righteous judgment.
I am judging righteously. He said, get the plank out of my eye so then I can help you. Where's my plank? Where's my sin? Where's my hypocrisy?
Well, but going back to Romans, it says don't offend a fellow brother.
I'm not offending you. Does the truth offend you?
No, well, you looked at me and said that I'm a worldly person based on my dress.
No. You look like a worldly person. Don't put words in my mouth. You look like a worldly person. And you do.
From your perspective.
From the Bible's perspective. Are you guys here for this?
So what if I...
Are you going in here?
What if I came in a suit?
Are you guys going in here?
We saw your signs.
Are you going in here? Did you come for this?
Please answer my question.
Or are you just walking through?
No, we came because the Holy Spirit drew us here.
Really? For what purpose?
We found out.
For what purpose?
Maybe to meet you.
Really? I'm not saying not, but what was your purpose? What do you do with your life every day?
So if I dress in a suit, is that unlovable?
Suit's not of God. Suit's not of God. That's pride and vanity. That's fashion.
Okay. I think that is a legalistic interpretation.
Obeying God's word is legalistic? Actually, we're told to obey God's word.
So
Hebrews 5:9, Jesus made a way to eternal life for those who obey. If you don't obey, you won't enter the kingdom of God.
Right. So
if you don't obey, you're not going to enter the kingdom of God.
So 1 Corinthians 10:30 says to do everything in the spirit of Christ and God the Father by him.
Yeah.
So that's the
standard. Word of God is the spirit and the truth of God.
But God
and Jesus said if you keep man-made traditions, you worship him in vain.
But God doesn't spell out everything what we should do and what we shouldn't. There will be an infinite amount of things on.
But he tells us how to dress. He tells us how to live. He tells us not to be in corrupt religion. He tells us to come out of the world. He tells us to cover up our forms. He tells us not to cover ourselves with tattoos. He tells us to love righteousness, holiness, and goodness. I don't see that from you, sir. I see a lot of defending of sin.
Well, that's your interpretation. But
I'll ask my brother. Do you see that, you brother? A lot of defending of sin.
Well,
yeah, he sees it too.
To be honest, I don't want to offend a brother, but
you don't have to worry about offending me. I don't even know if we're brothers.
I'm getting a Pharisaical vibe from
really?
You.
What was the sin of the Pharisees?
That's self-justification.
Nope. I preach Christ crucified. How can you say I'm self-justifying? I'm obeying God. Their sin was hypocrisy. Luke 12:1. This is the leaven of the Pharisees was hypocrisy. What's my hypocrisy? Show me.
Well, the hypocrisy
I'll stand.
Is,
what's my hypocrisy? Show me.
Judging without discerning.
I called you. You look like a worldly man, and I can discern you look like a worldly man.
Well, that's your opinion.
That's what God's word says. You're not dressed biblical. So okay. Keep getting away from that. Well, you got to come out of the world, and you'll love truth and righteousness if you really are born of God.
God said also in Proverbs 3:5 to not lean on your own understanding.
I'm laying on the word of God. The word of God clearly tells us. Not my own understanding. He said, rightly divide the word of God. 2 Timothy 2:15 means to cut it straight. So and the Bible covers us. So the Bible tells us how to live. The Bible tells us how to come out of the world. The Bible tells us to come out of every false way. American churchianity has it.
I agree with that 100%.
You guys go to a church system?
Yes.
Which one?
Calvary Chapel,
a corrupt, man-made, heretical denomination.
Well, God has his people everywhere. That's the thing.
No, not in corrupt, heretical, man-made religion. Chuck Smith was a heretic. Ronnie Frisbee that started it was a demonic man, a homosexual, by the way, practicing.
Okay. So nobody who goes to an organized church is saved in your eyes?
They're not going to be saved in there. They're going to have to repent to come out of it. There may be some sheep there, but they got to come out.
There are saved people from the remnant.
You're not saved until you endure to the end. You got to repent to come out. Calvary Chapel is a corrupt system. My website, don'tperish.com, our website, would help you and show you a lot of things corrupt about the evangelical world. Easter.
I got saved without going to church.
Yeah, well, you don't get saved. You come to the knowledge of Christ and then you follow him and you got to do that till the end. You're not saved today.
Well, Jesus said...
You're not saved today.
So you're rendering another judgment without wisdom.
The Bible says you're not saved today. You got to endure to the end.
Well, Jesus said in John 5:24, he who hears my words has eternal life now.
That means you follow and obey him.
You believe on Jesus.
You follow and obey him. If you hear Jesus' words, you follow and obey him. If you're following the world, you're not following Jesus. Hey man, how's it going?
Hey, how you doing?
Did you take gospel time?
Yeah. So I stand with you guys because I had a revelation, right? I had a dream that God was not calling me inside, you know, to go to church, because I'd be going to church. See those guys right there? I used to be those guys.
Is this
there.
River Church?
No, this is Trinity. And they were. So what I'm saying is...
All these churches are made of man.
There you go. Yeah, 501c, yeah. They got a priest.
Pagan holidays, worldliness. Right. This is a worldly carnal event. If you want to follow Jesus, lose your life, come out of the world, come out of the churches, and follow Christ. We're here to help you.
I'm with you guys.
We're here to help you. Our website, don'tperish.com, tons of resources for free.
All right, I got this here.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you.
No.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. We'd love to hear from you anytime. Yeah, check out our website. All right, so we're lifting up Jesus Christ. No, we're done. We're done.
So you don't want to hear the word of God?
Not from you, sir.
So
no, not from you.
Not just one verse?
Lifting up Jesus, the only way to eternal life.
God, then,
holy is the word of
God.
I love the word. Sir, email us. Love
truly,
to help you.
Truly, I say to you, to whoever you. Hears my word and
test
believes
yourself
in him
to the word of God.
Has eternal life.
Lifting
that
up the
now.
Holy gospel. Jesus shed his blood and made a way. Do not be deceived. God will not be mocked. Whatsoever you sow, you're going to reap, neighbors. Don't sow to the flesh. Sow to the spirit.